Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
AdFarm has new offices in Kansas City, and with me to talk about the move to new offices is Kim McConnell with AdFarm. And Kim, first of all, just tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from and how you're associated with the company.
Well, I'm the Chief Executive Officer, the CEO of AdFarm, and so I have responsibility for all our offices. We're a North American organization. We have offices in Kansas City and Fargo, North Dakota. We also have two offices in Canada. One is in Guelph, Ontario, and one is in Western Canada with Calgary. And so we're one of the fastest growing agencies in North America, and it's wonderful to be here to be able to move into our new expanded operations that we have here in our Kansas City location.
Well, as the name of your company suggests, you obviously have a very strong belief and focus in agriculture. And I understand from our brief previous comments here that you have some personal experience in farming, I guess, if you will. Anything you want to say about the company's focus on agriculture and how that has worked for you as you've grown?
Yes, we're proud to say that we're 100% focused on agriculture. All of our clients are agriculture, and we work with many multinationals who are leaders in their firm across the organization. We have some wonderful people, and we have some wonderful clients, and when you put those two things together, then you can do some neat things, and that allows for some good growth to be able to come forward. We like to say that the people that work at AdFarm are the combination of agness and adness. Half of our people have good, strong agricultural backgrounds, many of them from farms and still operate farms, or their families are operating quite large, viable farms. Others have degrees or backgrounds and educated in agriculture. And then we have the other side, which is people from New York and wherever else it may be that have the communication. And it's the bringing the two together that allows us to be able to have some uniqueness and to be able to meet the challenges and the opportunities as our clients have. By the same token, also develop products or communication tactics that hopefully resonate with the farmer and the consumer that we're trying to go after.
How did you get involved in doing this business to start with, if I could ask?
We got involved, or I got involved, in a number of the principals that are involved in our organization got involved, basically from finding a need and then trying to fill it. Many of us were communications managers for agribusiness companies prior to setting up on our own, and we were having problems working with agencies that basically didn't get it, that didn't understand or didn't appreciate, and didn't have the passion for agriculture and what needed to be done. So we decided to set up our business in such a way to allow us to do that, to have the excellence that other communication firms, whether they're doing Coca-Cola or Lexus cars or whatever it may be in that regard, but yet have the understanding and the strategic knowledge to be able to help agricultural clients with their marketing and communication challenges that they're moving forward with farmers.
So here in Kansas City, you've moved into a new office facility. Can you describe it? Because I think you are in a pretty unique building, even in fact, as I learned just walking up to get into it.
Well, first off, we're really proud to be where we are. We're in the Western Union Building, which is right near the River Market area. Wonderful, emerging, historic area of the community. By the same token, we have taken and developed our space to be reflective of our brand personality. And I think if you look at it, you walk in, as you can see here, you walk into a corn silo, you see the wonderful windmill at the end of the hall. We have lots of light, we have a barn doors, and we have other things that reflect the focus of agriculture that we're on. By the same token, we have other things that are in here. I think you can see that we have it's kind of a fun place, And that's a reflective of our brand personality. It's also practical, yet out of the box. You've noticed today that's the designer and the building people are here as well. And they take a lot of pride in the place because even though we didn't spend we have farmer economics working for us, and that's what I like to call it, where we're practical and we haven't spent the whole farm here. By the same token, we got something that's pretty proud of, and like a new tractor or a new combine that a farmer takes a pride in being able to ride and work on and be able to have that. That's what we have for our people. And when your business is the people business like we are, we need to have some creativity that comes forward and stimulates us and have some fun doing it. And we think our office needs to be the one that sets that. And all our offices throughout North America have similar veins. They all seem to try to reflect the local flavor of the local business in which we're, the local agriculture community in which we're in, but yet also have this theme that ties in and have some fun associated with it.
Well, if you look down to the future then, how would you describe the future as you see it for AdFarm?
Well, we're quite excited about the future in a couple of fronts. We see we're totally committed to remaining in the agriculture business. By the same token, agriculture continues to change, and so do we. We're doing much more work today and in areas of agriculture that we hadn't done before. The biodiesel, the ethanol business, areas like that that are maybe more the processing consumer-y rather than just selling to a farmer. So that is an area for us. We also are starting to do a lot more internationally. We've got a project this past week to do some neat things on a global basis. We're finding that the whole agricultural community is a global business in a lot of ways. And so if we can meet the needs, and that's why we're so strong in being a North American organization rather than a local individual, to look at this and be able to bring aspects of our business and that dovetail with the client's business and be able to work with them. If you look at Coca-Cola, they have a global agency. They like to work with one on a global basis. So we see that as an opportunity for us to be much more of a global player down the line. And why can't it happen in agriculture? And why can't it be a business that's based and has a strong roots here in the Kansas City areas?
Well said. And that is Kim McConnell, who is the Chief Executive Officer for AdFarm. And we're here at their open house for their new offices in Kansas City. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.